嗨，各个网友们，大家好！今天我们继续电影《闻香识女人》。Charlie 因为目睹几个学生戏弄校长，而被迫坐在了所谓的证人席位上。但是，伪善又狭隘的校长却将无法解决问题的责任全部推到了 Charlie 的身上。Charlie 在不安中坚守着自己的原则。我们一起来听。
Mr. Sims.
Yes.
You don't wear contact lenses, do you?
No, sir.
With your untrammeled sight, whom did you see?
Well, I saw something. But I couldn't say who.
All right, what was the something you saw?
Couldn't say.
You couldn't say or you wouldn't say?
No, I just... I just couldn't say.
Couldn't, wouldn't, shouldn't. Mr. Sims, you're exhausting my patience and making a mockery of these proceedings. I will give you one last chance. The consequences of your response will be dire. By dire, Mr. Sims, I mean your future will be jeopardized permanently. Now, for the last time,What did you see last Tuesday night outside my office?
I saw somebody.
I saw somebody. Good. Did you see their size and shape?
Yeah.
And they were the size and shape of whom?
They were the size and shape of...Almost any Baird student, sir.
I am left with no real witness. Mr. Willis's testimony is not only vague, it is unsubstantiated. The substance I was looking for, Mr. Sims, was to come from you.I'm sorry too, Mr. Sims. Because you know what I'm going to do in as much as I can't punish Mr. Havemeyer, Mr. Potter, or Mr. Jameson. And I won't punish Mr. Willis. He's the only party to this incident who is still worthy of calling himself a Baird man. I'm going to recommend to the disciplinary committee that you be expelled, Mr. Sims. You are a cover-up artist and you are a liar.
因为不愿揭发同学，保全自己， Charlie 得到了不公平的对待。当然，坐在一边的 Colonel 中校不可能善罢甘休，他有很多话要说，既是为 Charlie 讨公平，也是对个人情感的宣泄。下一期我们就一同欣赏阿尔帕西诺精彩的大段演说。现在呢，我们来大致了解一下上面的对话当中个别的几个知识点。首先呢，有一个短语 contact lenses， 它表示隐形眼镜。我们现在常说的美瞳就是用 cosmetic contacts， 也就是装饰性隐形眼镜来表示。make a mockery of， 这是一个短语， mockery 本身就有嘲弄的意思。那么这个短语呢，就是把什么什么当作笑料，糟蹋，嘲弄。比如这个例子。It is impolite to make a mockery of those in misfortune. 嘲笑不幸的人是极其不礼貌的。在对话当中呢，还出现了这样一个单词 inasmuch. 它呢是一个单词，用作连词，表示因为、鉴于，后边呢接 as. 再比如这个例子 I did not criticize her acting.Inasmuch as I really did not feel competent. 我没有去评论他的演技，因为我的确觉得自己在这方面不在行。The only party. Party 在口语当中就有人的意思，那么在法律用语当中呢， party 也可以指当事人。最后呢，校长将 Charlie 形容为 a cover-up artist. Cover-up 有掩盖、隐藏的意思， a cover-up artist 就特指隐瞒真相的高手。好了，我们的本期内容就到这里，下期再见吧。